We're on Virgin Radio 104.4. Good morning, The Chris Fade Show. What's going on? Pretty big Rossi. I've been keeping this story away from you.
Just tell us.
Because I wanted to tell you on the radio.
Oh.
I nearly died.
Okay, when was this? Where was this?
I am still traumatized by it. So a lot of you don't know I am a hypochondriac.
No tea. At the end.
I'm a hypochondriac.
There we go.
And like I totally am. Like I convince myself every year that I'm dying of a disease. Right now I have MS. I don't. But I've convinced myself my limbs are numb and my face goes very tingly sometimes. I think it's just exhaustion, waking up and doing have to do a show with Big Rossi every morning.
Yeah.
So my mind works like that. And I know there's a lot of people that listen that have the same sort of feeling. But we just live with it. We go on with it. I'm happy. I'm cool. But then over the weekend, I was... You guys are laughing already, and this is a serious talk.
Okay, sorry. Only because you have been teasing us with this for a very long time.
Better be good.
So,
we could have done something else here.
Okay.
What happened?
Do you know those wave pools?
Yes.
Where it's a constant wave and you get your little bodyboard and you jump on it and you're just riding that one wave. There's inflatable ones. There's ones like the ones at Wild Wadi.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not saying don't go on these things because they were amazing. I've gone on them so many times and I've always enjoyed myself.
It's like you pretend like you're surfing or something.
Exactly. Right? It's an artificial wave that's being produced and it shoots out a strong amount of water pressure. Rossi's yawning as I tell you this story.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Go on. Yeah.
Okay. It shoots out a lot of strong pressure from the bottom area.
Correct.
So, and no matter how big you are, I'm 100 kilos. Even when I stood in the middle of the pressure, it knocks you down, throws you, spits you straight back up the other side. Anyway, I'd had a few goes on this, and
which one?
Where it is.
Where was it? I'm trying to... Was it in Abu Dhabi?
It was in Abu Dhabi. So,
I know where you were.
I'm on it, and I'm riding the wave, and I'm all good, you know. And then I stand up because I used to surf when back in the day in Australia, and I could do it. I was all right, and because I was fairly heavy as well, like I could control the board. This is great. Couple of Virgin Radio fans come along at some stage. Yo, Chris, aww, what's going on?
That's nice.
I'm like, what's going on, guys? They didn't really know how to do it. They're watching me, and they think that I'm really good. So I decided to put on a little bit of an act, like show them a little bit more of, you know, Tony Hawk style. Ooh, look what I can do. Anyway, one of the guys comes up to me.
Tony Hawk's never surfed, by the way.
Skateboarder.
Kelly Slater, maybe?
Whatever. Anyway, he comes up to me. He's like, Chris, can you hold my GoPro and film yourself doing what you're doing? I said, sure.
Oh, pressure's on.
Back of my head, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I can do this. Hold a GoPro, but hey, I got to do it.
Yeah.
So I get on there.
Yeah.
I do it. I get wiped out.
Okay.
All right. My biggest fear is that the GoPro is going to hit me in the eye. When you get wiped out, it's a lot of force. Like, I mean, it is a lot of pressure of water.
You don't really know what's going on.
It throws someone of that 100 kilos like a rag doll.
Yeah.
So I get spat outside and I get up and I'm all right. Stupidly, I decided that I'm going to walk straight into the wave that's shooting up at me.
Why?
I thought I had enough strength that I could do this. And I take one step. Oof. And I take another. Now the water's all in my body. It flips me. Okay, I get up and I go to take a breath.
This is the most dramatic thing ever.
This is what happened now. I couldn't breathe.
It's not as though you're at sea.
Shh.
You're in a little, you're in a water park in a space.
Now you're going to feel bad. So I took a breath and I couldn't breathe.
Like at all.
I couldn't breathe. The water
was stuck.
Was stuck in my... I was choking. So what I think happened is I fell directly into the water pressure. And I think the velocity of that water shot straight into my thing.
Velocity.
And it went down my windpipe. So I stood up and I went like this. Why are you guys laughing? This is I swear on my children this happened.
I understand that it happened.
I couldn't breathe for nearly 6 seconds. I could only get just a little bit of air in.
So how did you start breathing normally again?
I start waving to the lifeguard and Brianna, my partner, that's down there to say,
yeah,
hey, I'm going to die. Because I really thought to myself, I'm going to die.
This is the end.
I really thought I'm going to die here. I could only get a little bit of air in. And I was like, and that's the sound that was happening.
So how did...
Eventually, I took a deep enough breath and it just went...
and all the water.
And it went, but okay. Oof. And then I leant over the edge and I just went with my stomach. I gave myself basically a mini Heimlich maneuver. Rossi's laughing.
Rossi's making me laugh. Just for the record, I'm laughing because Rossi's making me laugh. I'm anyway, not laughing at your story.
Some of it comes out. And I walk downstairs. I've got this guy's GoPro. I've got this guy's GoPro.
And did you film the whole thing?
Yeah, I told him when I gave it back to him, I said, bro, I think you've captured me nearly dying on your GoPro.
I need to see this.
And I said, send it to me. He inboxed me on Instagram. He said he would, but he never did. Oh. But anyway,
would have been a good
guys,
one.
I nearly died. And then me now being a hypochondriac, have you heard of like drowning after?
Yes.
Because I think the water may have gone into my lungs.
No, Chris.
So for 48 hours, I had to monitor myself to make sure that I didn't get headaches.
You need to monetize it. Yeah.
You guys are laughing. I'm not even talking. I'm sharing you a personal story, and I this is what it was.
No.
So I nearly died.
Are you okay?
I'm okay now, yeah. But, like, the fact that when I, like, that feeling, I've never, I choked once on octopus when I was 7 years old, and I still remember my mum putting her hand down my throat to pull out the calamari ring, and that was the same feeling. He's just laughing.
Can we just play some music now? Thanks.
Whatever. Has anyone, yeah, you guys, oh, look, everyone's laughing. Longest story ever on board. It's a good story. I nearly died. You guys don't even care about my death. Oh, I'm